you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Dr. Keisha Yours is here to share over 30 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you can be. And now your host, Dr. Keisha Yours.
Welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Yours, your wellness coach and advisor for today, bringing you radio that empowers you to heal yourself. Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Looking outside at an amazingly beautiful day.
It's just a great day, I think.
The FedEx guy was just here, and he was at the clinic, and he was saying, but that means that we're going to have an early winter. I was saying, I don't understand your logic.
Right.
Just enjoy the day. Just
enjoy
it.
Exactly.
So I think everyone in Seattle area is always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and that doesn't make any sense. We've just had so much beauty. It's really wonderful.
Living in the moment is a good thing sometimes, right?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Most of the time, I believe. Unless you're getting your teeth drilled, maybe? I don't know. Dr. Jessica Sapoff can talk to us about that later.
That's right. Even then, just go to your happy place and be in the moment there.
That's right. So, of course, this is that Body Awareness Tuesday day. It's the day we bring our health experts to the microphone to talk about their fields of wellness and expertise. And joining us, as he has started doing every Tuesday, is our favorite compound nutrient compounder, Justin Deturis, who is the founder and chief executive officer of Compounded Nutrients, Inc. And, of course, this is a company that helps people like me, medical providers, really, really personalized medicine by putting ingredients together that are specifically geared towards the patient themselves and not towards a textbook picture of what should be happening. Welcome back to the show, Justin.
Thanks for having me again, Keisha.
So, Justin, we are getting used to having some really educational talks, our listeners. I got some feedback about how much they enjoyed listening to Biochemistry 101 on air here on Healthy Your Radio a couple weeks ago.
Well, that's reassuring to know that, at least it's being deciphered what we're discussing.
That's right.
Some way or another.
I think one of the take-home messages from the things that we've been talking about, of course, we've covered, we talked a little bit about the adrenal, hypothalamus, pituitary axis the first time, and then we've talked about detoxification pathways of the liver, and we talked about methylation and how we gather energy and make new cells. So I think that a logical progression after we talked about the liver detoxification pathways was to talk about hormones, and that may not be a clear bridge for a lot of people. What do ovaries have to do with the liver?
Well, I mean, production of hormones are created there. Obviously, this whole sex hormone cascade, all affects each other. And hormones, just like anything that we ingest, have to be metabolized properly in the body and out of the body. They have to be excreted. Mm-hmm. And like we discussed last week, the liver is our filter, and hormones can actually be toxic and build up. And estrogen specifically is when it doesn't metabolize out of the body properly, it's linked to a lot of cancerous, specifically breast in women and prostate in men.
And this is interesting because one of the kind of, pearls of wisdom that I think a lot of prescribing medical providers understand about prescribing hormones is that the liver doesn't really like hormones much when it comes to detoxifying them. It takes a lot of work for the liver, doesn't it?
It takes an incredible amount of work for the liver. I mean, there's so many pathways that, are overworked and congested with all of the not only the hormones that our body naturally creates, but like you said, when a medical provider is providing a medicated synthetic form of a hormone, that has to be metabolized and excreted in the same manner And there's also what are called xenoestrogens, for example, that are that come from, you know, the environment. And, you know, one of the most common examples of a xenoestrogen is the plastic water bottle that, upon heating up, releases this synthetic form of estrogen that is ingested when you actually consume the water. And the body treats that estrogen just like it treats any other estrogen. And if those pathways are congested and not able to toxify properly, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you're at you know, more risk for those estrogen-driven cancers.
Right. And so what we want to do is so that we don't have to write prescriptions for hormones, and of course there are different ways, and this is a whole nother discussion of balancing hormones when we start talking about reproductive hormones. Progesterone and estrogen and testosterone, these work in a very complicated pathway. And in fact, if you looked at it, and you and I have both looked at it for hours and hours learning it in, you know, biochemistry, it looks like chicken wire, all the molecular structure of it and how the different enzymes and molecules that are required for each hormone to become the next one that's supposed to happen for the body to stay in balance hormonally. So that's a whole nother discussion. But I think the take-home that I want people to understand is that it is very complicated, and food that we eat can affect it. The things that we have in our environment can affect it. How well our liver is detoxing can affect them. And so it's not as simple as just going in and saying, I'm having hot flashes, I would like to have Premarin ordered for me. You know, synthetic progesterone is not the answer. It definitely does not work in the body the same way that we would like it to. So there are other answers for that. And so one of the things is moving upstream and looking at how well you're sleeping and how well you're doing with stress. Because these are two of the biggest factors that actually influence the entire hormonal cascade. So when we talk about sleep and we talk about stress, what comes into your mind when you start thinking about compounded nutrients and helping people with that?
Well, kind of circling back to our discussion on stress and cortisol and adrenals, obviously cortisol being our stress hormone, whether it's, you know, too high or too low, if it's not balanced, it can throw off, you know, some other precursor hormones that are directly related to it and inversely related, like DHEA or pregnenolone, that all go into other, you know, steroid pathways that affect testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, you know, just to name a few. Ultimately, stress management is key and a huge factor in, you know, the hormonal balance structure of anybody coming in, you know, and going through a program with a practitioner. You know, and one of the backbones of healthy stress management is sleep. And, you know, some of the factors that cause, you know, people to not sleep, there's a variety of issues that are related to stress. It could be hypoglycemia. Every time your blood sugar drops too low, your body views that as a fight or flight response and needs to produce more cortisol to essentially deal with, you know, the low blood sugar. And that can result in an awakening effect. Sometimes in the middle of the night, if someone awakens commonly, that's a common, you know, reason. And that's why, you know, addressing blood sugar control long-term throughout the night is critical. And there's a lot of nutrients that help with that, as well as dietary changes. And then the other would be just someone that is just, you know, wired and tired and getting their second wind too late in the late afternoon. And that can kind of correspond to them just having trouble actually relaxing and going to sleep at night. And there are certain natural botanicals that produce an amino acid in our bodies called GABA that actually promotes smooth muscle relaxation in the central nervous system. And, you know, some of these ingredients, passion flower, valerian, you know, just to name a few that have been used historically and well-researched to naturally stimulate GABA. But giving GABA itself, you know, is great for muscular relaxation, but it doesn't pass the we call the blood-brain barrier, basically giving you that cognitive relaxation feel. So there is another ingredient that is a precursor to GABA called phenibut that has been used to actually pass the blood-brain barrier and promote smooth muscle relaxation from a cognitive perspective, and really, you know, promote relaxation in a good 15 to 20 minute period. And it's kind of a great tool to be used on an as-needed basis in low doses, for people who really need that assistance in falling asleep and staying asleep.
Now, phenibut, of course, when you say cognitive, this is the people that go to bed and then the hamster starts going on the wheel, right, round and round and round with their thoughts.
Exactly.
So can't shut your brain down.
Exactly. You can't shut your brain down, and, a lot of people wait to watch their favorite TV shows on DVR at night, and maybe, you know, just like myself, catch up on their emails, and just that electronic stimuli can start that hamster wheel in your mind, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why these natural agents are nice to, use, again, on an as-needed basis, to make sure that, they're able to fall asleep and stay asleep. And, that going back to our original discussion, it's so critical to overall stress management. Every biochemical process in the body improves when someone gets a good night's rest. And
true.
Just going back to the basics, that is one of the most important things to focus on. It's really hard to fix anything without proper sleep patterns.
Well, your adrenals will never get fixed if you're not sleeping. And so in a functional medicine paradigm that I operate from, we always say treat adrenals first, thyroid second, and ovarian and testicular hormones third. So you have to think about it in that way. So you always want to do what's good for the adrenals, and those lifestyle management pieces are so important. And sleep, of course, would top the scale along with stress management. So, and you can do better with your stress management skills if you have enough sleep on board. So I can shovel as many pills as possible into a person's mouth and tell them to eat really, really well, but if they're not sleeping, none of it's going to work. So,
right.
Yeah, very, very important. All right, Justin, well, thank you so much. And again, the name of that is phenibut, and if people are having trouble with that hamster on the wheel, then we can actually make them their own individualized supplement product that will help them and aid them in going to sleep and getting good sleep at night until they get their stress management skills kicked in properly. All right?
Yep. Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely. Stop this hamster wheel.
That's right. Stop the madness. All right. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Keisha.
Bye. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and we'll be back with a moment with more radio that empowers you to heal yourself.
Suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Dr. Keisha Ewers has over 30 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine, Ayurveda, and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Dr. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Dr. Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Dr. Keisha and Fern Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a copy of Keisha's anti-inflammatory lifestyle article for free. Most insurance plans accepted.
Are you fighting with stubborn weight that won't come off? As you've probably learned by now, fad diets don't work in the long run. At Fern Life Center, their highly experienced and educated medical providers can develop a program that'll help you lose those pounds of pain. They start with genetic hormone, adrenal, and allergy testing first. After you've gone over the results, you'll then choose the option that best suits your needs and begin working with their nutritionists and or ideal protein weight loss coaches. Your plan will be augmented with treatments such as massage, colon hydrotherapy, counseling and hypnotherapy, detoxification with their far infrared sauna, and exercise on the 4-minute range of motion machine will tone and detoxify you as you lose your weight. They'll track your body fat composition, lab results, weights, and measurements so you can see your success as those pounds melt off. Call 425-391-3376 today to make an appointment with Keisha and take charge of your health today.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment.
We know that Reiki can change your life, but here's what others have to say about Fern Life Center's Reiki program.
Learning Reiki from someone as loving and skilled as Keisha has transformed my life. I started with levels 1 and 2, and I've gone all the way to Reiki Master. It has healed so many parts of my own life, and now I can help others with this amazing gift of energy work. You can even start your own Reiki business after taking the first level. It has generated new income in my life I never expected, and plus Keisha helped me develop my psychic abilities, and now I feel like I have a handle on my own destiny. If you really want to serve others, take Reiki and be healed as you learn to heal.
Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information. That's fernlifecenter.com.
It has been said from ancient to modern times that the seat of health begins in the colon. Fern Life Center's colon hydrotherapy is a safe, clean, odor-free method of cleaning up your digestion without the use of drugs or chemicals. Toxicity of the colon can cause severe disease, ranging from simple allergies to major medical problems, including cancer, altered immunity, and even mental health issues that range from brain fog to bipolar disorder. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com today to schedule your colon hydrotherapy appointment and start your journey to clean health today. If you book now, you will receive our signature chakra balancing treatment to go with your colon hydrotherapy session free. This is a $35 value, absolutely free if you book today. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com for more information about our unique colon hydrotherapy program.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Right. Let's incorporate that. Welcome back to Healthy Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and you're joining us for radio that empowers you to heal yourself on Body Awareness Tuesday. Joining us, as she does every Tuesday, is our favorite nutritionist and registered dietitian, Erin Dudley. Welcome back to the show, Erin.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure being here with you, Keisha.
Well, Erin, what I love is that we take that biochemistry talk that Justin and I have at the beginning and then say, so how can we do this using food and make it very, very simple and get back to the very basics and the foundation?
Right.
I actually had a patient in my office recently that is really into the genetic SNP testing, the single nucleopeptides, the pieces that can go off in your genetic makeup that cause problems, like with hormone relays and liver detoxification pathways and neurotransmitters. And we can have these genetic malfunctions. And there's testing that you can do now online. It's called 23andMe. And it's only like $90. And it gives you a bunch of those, but they don't interpret them for you. So that's a problem. But one of my clients came in and had found a way of getting them interpreted and had a whole data sheet that he built. It was amazing, this huge, huge spreadsheet about it and what was going on with his body. And one of the things that I had to do was say, okay, we're going to take this very microcosmic look at you that you've built here and come above it and you know, not lose the forest for the trees, and do a macrocosmic look and look more at how is food affecting these genes. So what he was looking for were supplements that would help each one of the pathways that were malfunctioning. Mm-hmm. And what I was saying is, well, you know what? You know, actually, you can get really bogged down doing that. What you can do instead is take this, you know, come in and look at the microcosm and then come out and look at the macrocosm and then go back in again, and you just go back and forth.
Right.
By looking at what you're eating, how you're dealing with your stress, the things that we just talked about in the first part of the show, are you sleeping? You know, these things actually affect how your genes express. So you can get really messed up inside of the science of it and lose sight of the basic how you're living your life principles, like Ayurvedic medicine.
Right.
So.
Right, and people often, you know, come, you know, we're very comprehensive here. And so it's, you know, when people come into the clinic and into my office, it's really a chance for us to debrief from all of that, all of those details, and really put it into practice. So what do we actually need to do with our food, you know, and our lifestyle to actually help you get through the imbalances that you're experiencing in your body, and how important and how powerful and how empowering using our food can be for that. And we really don't give enough credit to our food and to our nutrition, right? We quickly jump to, like, the supplements, which definitely hold a place, right? But it's also, it's not an either or, it's a both and. And our diet and what we're putting into our bodies is a direct, you know, it directly impacts our cells. You know, it turns into the person that we are, right? Our cells, how our cells communicate, how our hormones are expressed, how our genes are expressed. And it ultimately affects our quality of life and how we feel, you know, and I'll always ask people that. So how are you feeling? You know, besides all this, all of the details of what you're experiencing in your treatment, you know, how are you feeling in your body? And helping people to connect with that is so important.
It is.
Because I think that once we connect with that, right, we can really understand that, oh, yeah, these little simple changes, these things that I can do with my food actually really have a huge impact. If we can step back and sink into the relaxation of our body and give it enough credit, right? We don't give our body enough credit.
Right. And, you know, the study of epigenetics is looking at what activates a gene or deactivates it. And what's in the bucket of epigenetics, that one of the factors that helps the gene express or disable the one that's not serving us, is food.
It's food.
It's a huge one. So it is important that we know and are aware of our microcosm, but then we fit it into the macrocosm picture and don't get bogged down with all of those details that then can further make you feel stressed. I asked him, I said, when you look at that screen, how does it make you feel?
Right.
You know, anxious was the answer. And I said, okay, well, then there's a cure for that. You turn off the screen, you know? I just don't.
Exactly.
Don't spend so much time on it, because that's the problem here, is it's making anxiety because you see, oh, I've got all these genetic issues. Well, those can be deactivated and inactivated. So that's an important principle that we've learned in science and technology. And how do we do it? Food.
Right.
So when we talk about sleep, there are different kinds of sleep patterns people will have that are dysfunctional. People like me, for my whole entire life, I've been able to pretty much be asleep by the time my head hits the pillow. And then I can sleep all night through and wake up when my alarm, or before my alarm if I've gotten in a habit of a certain time, and be good. You know, sleep is not a problem for me. It's not elusive. But there are so many people that don't have that experience. And so, you know, there's the person that has a hard time falling asleep. Then there's the person that has a hard time staying asleep. Then there's the person that has a hard time staying asleep, wakes up, and then can't fall back asleep. And so these are all problems because they wear the body down and they make us stressed. And we talked about in the first part of the show that blood sugar balance was really important when it comes to staying asleep at night. So what are your recommendations for people?
Well, blood sugar is probably one of the most important things for sleep and also having a routine. So for blood sugar, you know, what we do in the beginning of our day is reflected at the end of our day. So we can't just compartmentalize our diet or our blood sugar issues just to one meal. You know, it really builds on each other. So, for example, you know, if you're waking up and you're having breakfast, that's great, but then you skip, you know, maybe you need a snack in mid-morning, or, you know, you wait all the way until dinner to eat. That's a long time. You know, waiting 4 to 6 hours is a long time without eating. And so your body has to go into compensation mode, right? And so your blood sugar will get out of balance. You'll have a dip and then a spike. And so one way to manage your blood sugar is not just by looking right before you go to sleep, although that's a really important one, but, you know, eating throughout the day is important, and it's different for everyone. You know, we all have different body types, and that's what I really try to encourage my clients to get in tune with, because it's not a one-size-fits-all with blood sugar, right? We all deal with it differently. We all have different body types. So, like, for example, for myself, you know, I'm eating every 2 to 3 hours, right? And I need that. I need that sustenance. And if I don't, if I skip a snack or if I skip lunch or if I skip a meal, I'm really feeling it. You know, it's not just I don't feel good. It's I can't go to sleep at night. You know, I'm actually more stressed. I can't think. I'm shaky. So my blood sugar is really susceptible, you know, to eating frequently. But some people can go, you know, from breakfast to lunch to dinner, and they're fine with that. And
that's me.
That's you.
I have, you know, I'm a Pitta Kapha in Ayurveda, and Kaphas are halfway camel. You know,
right.
They can load
right.
up and then go forever. So
mm-hmm.
that's the way I am.
Right. So exactly. So we have different body types, and that's mm-hmm. really, really important to get in tune with. You know, when are you hungry and when are you full? And so it's really listening to your hunger cues and understanding that and having more confidence in hearing that message instead of hearing the messages, you know, to restrict your calories or restrict your food, because, you know, that's just general advice. And we have this body wisdom that we really need to connect with, to hear our hunger cues, to hear when we're full, and to actually be able to listen to that. So, you know, eating in coordinates to your hunger and your satiety. So when you're hungry and when you're full, and then also, so that's a pattern. And then at night, what I typically like to have people do is having a high protein snack before bed. Sometimes this works for people, sometimes it doesn't. For me, it works like a charm. And just a high protein snack. You know, you can have an egg. I do gelatin in some liquid, and that really puts me to sleep really well. And we have that here at the clinic. It's a grass-fed gelatin that I often recommend to my clients that's high in amino acids, high in protein, and it helps to calm your neurotransmitters, but it's also protein, right? So it can help to stabilize your blood sugar. So having a high protein snack, you know, maybe an hour to half an hour before you go to sleep if you eat dinner a little earlier. Another thing that you can do is just making sure that you're eating enough protein. And you don't have to get into the numbers of all of that. I mean, that's what I help manage for people are the numbers, and I just keep an eye out for that. But in general, you don't have to really get into the numbers. I encourage people to, you know, with every meal, have some really high quality protein. So what I mean by that is fish, so some cold water fish like salmon or halibut or cod, true cod. And then, you know, meats, so buffalo or venison or beef or poultry or chicken, or, you know, and really making sure it's grass fed. That's pretty important. So a high-quality protein and egg, and then beans for some people can tolerate beans really well. So those are some protein sources, and just making sure that you have some, you know, with every meal. So with breakfast, with lunch, with dinner. And so those are some nutrition things. And then I also have people do some more use therapeutic herbs in their diet. So Tulsi tea is really wonderful. And then nettle is amazing at balancing blood sugar. So there's things like that that will help.
I had nettle from my backyard that we dried and some from the San Juan Islands that into my smoothies in the morning. And I think that's one of the reasons I'm a camel. I put the gelatin and I put the nettle and protein, you know, in my kale and smoothie in the morning along with some other, you know, pomegranate concentrate and green tea powder and, you know, lots of good stuff for your body. And I'm good. Chia seed to that, and I can go until 1 o'clock.
And right, and that's even really sustaining.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're describing is so sustaining, especially with the gelatin. And the great thing, you know, the benefits of balancing your blood sugar is that we can get rid of things that we really feel like we don't have enough willpower to stay away from, like the sugar. So balancing your blood sugar will help with sugar cravings. And just naturally, you know, it doesn't, not a matter really of willpower. It's just a matter of balancing your blood sugar sometimes.
It's and, so true.
Right? And yeah, we can really make it easier on ourselves and then be easier on ourselves emotionally and psychologically, right? And then our stress goes down. So it's all really, really connected.
I used to be in this huge problem. You know, I didn't realize it, but I was a complete sugaraholic, just sugar addict. And I would, it was when my 24-year-old and 22-year-old sons were little guys, and I would run marathons to control how many, like I could eat 5 brownies in a day, and then I could go run 13 to 16 to 18 miles and control my weight that way. It was so unhealthy when I think back on it. And I ate completely healthy the rest of the time, but I just would have these, I would crash in the middle of the afternoon, and I would go rummaging in my household for something sweet. It could be a handful of chocolate chips, 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And I would be so cranky, you know, by dinner time because, of course, that sugar had left and I'd crashed. So, and I'd wake up the next day starving to death because,
right?
So I was completely empty and debilitated. And, of course, the running so many miles, I didn't have any good healthy cells for that energy to come from. And, of course, what did I wind up with? Rheumatoid arthritis and huge leaky gut problems.
Right.
That pattern. So it does not work.
And a lot of stress, right?
Yes, of course.
Stressful. It's stressful. And you feel bad about yourself. You know, you think that, oh, I shouldn't be eating the sugar. But I really encourage people to rephrase that for themselves.
Right.
It's not, you know, you shouldn't be eating the sugar. It's how can you add something into your diet, or how can you change the dynamic of when you're eating, why you're eating, with whom you're eating, and how can you help to, how can you work with your body, right? How can you befriend your body?
Instead of fighting and resisting. The Enneagram type 2 takes care of everybody else and doesn't think about their own needs, right? Which is the excuse, I'll just grab this quick snack because I need to make dinner for my family. And I've gotten so better. You saw me yesterday. The office needed to have a meeting, and I was saying, everybody back off. I'm going to get my food.
Right.
And I'm going to sit down. And you're not rushing me because this affects digestion.
Right.
I'm really good now about getting my food, setting boundaries, and saying, nope, I need this. And it took me many years to do that. And so I'd encourage all of our listeners to really take control of your own needs, your own life. Don't expect everyone to read your mind and take care of you for you or create the space for you to do that. You've got to do it.
Right.
But make yourself important enough, you know, you're worth it.
And,
and do that because it's got long-term consequences if you don't. I'm a living example of it. Still cleaning up after the mess, but life is so much better now at 48 than it was at 30. I can tell you that.
Wow. And that's amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So, Erin, how do people reach you to be able to come and see you and get a nutritional consultation? Because I think this should be just as important as a yearly physical to have 3 or 4 at least visits with you a year to be able to benchmark how you're doing on a cellular healthy level and how you're doing with your balance.
Right. Yeah. So people can call the clinic. They can call Fern Life Center at 425 425-
What's the number? 391-3376?
That's
it. That's the number.
It must be time for you to eat.
It is time for me to eat. It's lunchtime. I didn't get to eat before our show, so I am definitely ready to eat now. So people can call the clinic. I take most insurance, and you just have to call your insurance company to make sure that your plan covers nutrition counseling. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Erin, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
All right. You're listening to Keisha Ewers. This is Healthy You Radio, and you're joining us for Body Awareness Tuesday. Stay tuned for more.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle, not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your healthy you.
If you're suffering with sinus congestion, fatigue, itchy eyes, eczema, acne, or any of the host of symptoms of allergies like hay fever, food allergies, even allergies to animals, you need NAET. NAET is a protocol that actually eliminates your allergies forever. Throw away the antihistamines, stop yearly allergy shots, and enjoy having your family pet in the house. To begin your journey to an allergy-free life, call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 or visit fernlifecenter.com. Your consultation with Keisha Ewers, ARNP, is covered by most insurance plans. Call now and start to enjoy the outdoors. Mention this ad and receive your program guidebook free. This is a $20 value. Call or visit Fern Life Center and make your appointment today. 425-391-3376.
Research shows that over 90% of health issues can be attributed to stress. Not every illness requires pills, supplements, or other costly interventions. Reiki is a Japanese healing technique that calms and relaxes the entire nervous system, working on mental, physical, and spiritual levels. Our Reiki masters at Fern Life Center have been especially trained to individualize your care to suit your unique life concerns. Contact Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376. That's 425-391-3376. To begin your journey to a stress-free life and take charge of your health today. Fern Life Center also offers Reiki training programs from levels 1 through master level. As a certified Reiki master, you too can offer this beautiful healing modality to others or begin a training program of your own if you have always wanted to be a healer. Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information or call today.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and you're joining us today for radio that empowers you to heal yourself. Joining us, as she does every Tuesday on Body Awareness Tuesday, is Dr. Jessica Sapoff, our favorite natural dentist. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Sapoff.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So I always introduce you by saying, of course, that for people that don't know, you have your own radio show on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., Dental MD, and I wanted to have you mention what you talked about last week so they can go and look for archived shows. You have an hour full of information about everything anyone didn't even know to ask about dentistry, right?
That's right. That's the point of it, is that you can't really get information if you don't know what questions to ask. So I've basically, throughout the last year and a half, I've been covering all different topics of dentistry and talking about them from the point of view of what you are likely to hear in a mainstream dental office where everybody is, you know, straight ADA American Dental Association concepts. And then what you might learn if you go online and do searches, or you go to an alternative practitioner who practices according to natural medicine principles, and then you're going to get a whole nother story, like a really whole nother story, very eye-opening. And I always talk about all my topics from both points of view so that people can really find out if there's any big blind spot or area that they just have a big lack of knowledge.
That's excellent. What a great service. So in our show, we've been talking a bit. I started out the show by saying mindfulness is really good because the weather's been so fantastic. And one of the people that brings us packages to Fern Life Center had been saying, oh, the weather's going to turn any moment now. You know, it's going to be bad. We're going to have an early winter. And I was saying, no, just enjoy the moment you're in. And then I said, the only time that I really don't want to be in the moment when I'm having my teeth drilled, and then I realize, oh, I'm having my favorite dentist on the show today.
That's right.
We can talk about how it is a good thing. What Eric told us is to go to your happy place, like we teach in hypnotherapy, if you're in a moment that maybe you're uncomfortable in and you want to be in your happy place and still be mindful and in that moment, right?
So absolutely.
We are talking about self-determination and self-care, and how does that apply to a person that's got teeth in their mouth and doesn't really know the questions to ask? What do you say to people about that?
Well, you know, I want people to learn to strengthen that inner antenna, that inner compass, that inner knowing, whatever you want to call it. But that is your lie detector. That's the thing that's going to tell you, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like the whole story, or I'm just really not satisfied with that answer or that information. It seems like there's got to be more. You know, that little intuitive knowing that tells you to just stop for a second before you sign something or before you, you know, proceed, that's part of being mindful. And you know, if you trust the person and you don't get any of those little internal red flags, then that's fine, you know. But if you get a little red flag or a little, maybe I need to wait or ask more questions, you know, I encourage people to listen to that and heed that and go ahead and do more research, you know, if things aren't urgent and need to be handled in the moment.
I work on this in hypnotherapy with my clients all the time. The ones that have trouble, that get angry about being a victim of perhaps the healthcare system or their spouse or the school system or whatever, the government, and helping them understand that they are self-determining, autonomous human beings, and to strengthen that inside themselves, because ultimately you are the first and the last expert on whatever it is that you have to make a decision on. You may not know very much about that thing, so that's why you go gather a team of people that may know more than you. But ultimately, you're the one that makes that final decision.
That's right. And we are led to certain information, and we might get irritated that information wasn't simply freely offered in the first place, you know, all that alternative stuff. Mm-hmm. And why did we have to go and seek it out or, you know, use a hunch in order to, like, find out this whole other world of information that really we feel like it should have been offered in the first place? We really have a right to get all this information. Why do we have to dig? Why do we have to search? Why isn't it just freely given? Why doesn't everybody know this stuff? And so I can understand that, but it's not really an excuse for not finding out, because you do have an inner compass and you do have some inner guidance that you have to kind of learn to listen to. In
right.
This day and age, you really are only offered, you know, vanilla, a few varieties of vanilla. And if you want a whole other flavor, you do have to realize that you're only getting vanilla and ask for something different.
Right. So, Dr. Sapoff, how do people find the non-vanilla flavor of dentist?
That's right. The rest of the smorgasbord. Well, I'm right in Issaquah. It's Natural Dental Health Associates, and the office is on Gilman Boulevard. The phone number there is 425-427-8899. The website is naturaldentist.com. And the front desk can be reached by email, appointments@naturaldentist.com. That's a really good way to just start out with questions and kind of see whether this office is going to offer you the service you're looking for.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you next Tuesday. You're listening to Keisha Ewers. This is Healthy You Radio. We'll be back in a moment with the health tip of the week.
Thinking about doing a cleanse? Why not do it all the way and detox your body, spirit, and mind? Here's what people are saying about Fern Life Center's Ayurvedic Full Body Detox Program called Panchakarma.
My journey with Keisha and Fern Life Center began in February 2008. Upon my initial consultation, my heart and spirit knew Keisha would be the compassionate healer and medical provider I had looked for all of my adult life. My now husband and I went through the Ayurvedic Panchakarma Detox Program and continued to meet with Keisha to focus on our individual growth and healing. I was able to begin peeling back the layers of blockage I had placed in my life decades ago, like the layers of an onion. Not only did I lose 10 pounds and clear up my skin and digestive issues, but this program was a catalyst that created a sense of freedom in my life that I honestly had not thought was possible to achieve.
Start your journey to health and call Fern Life Center at 424-391-3376 today for a consultation with Keisha. Start your cleanse today.
For more information and to book an appointment, visit fernlifecenter.com. That's fernlifecenter.com.
Mention this ad and get one of your detox supplements free. Not valid with other offers.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and of course that music means it's time for the health tip of the week. And the health tip of the week this week is our University of Self-Awareness, basically at Fern Life Center. It's our class schedule for the upcoming fall. And people have been asking me and emailing me when are the next classes. So we have our calendar on fernlifecenter.com now, but just to kind of give you a synopsis, we've got Reiki 1 and 2 coming up, which of course Reiki is Japanese healing technique, and I teach a lot of intuitive development in this class. It's really quite a fun healing weekend. It's going to be October 19th and 20th, and it's all day Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll do levels 3 and 4 after the new year. All of these classes, we don't have them unless there are six people, and so if you have a friend that you want to have come, also for my radio listeners, I always offer a 10% off. So just when you call to register, make sure you tell the office that you heard it on the radio, and they'll know that. And then on October 23rd, this is a really busy week for our classes. We've got an Enneagram class, and of course, this is an amazing framework for deepening self-awareness, really understanding what motivates you and where your self-made traps are that get you into trouble, your potholes, and so you can help avoid those in the future. That's going to be October 23rd, which is an evening, and it'll be 7 to 9 p.m. That class is $45. And then there's the very next night on October 24th from 7 to 9, we're going to do Creating Altars for Abundance, Love, and Health. So this is basically creating sacred space inside of your house for you to become self-aware and get in touch with what it is you want to manifest for the coming year. So it's a great time in the fall to create that space and clean out an area in your environment that you can devote to just getting really clear and being in that vibrational level that'll help you to know where you want to go in 2014 with your life. And that'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. also, and also $45. And then October 26th and 27th, which is the following weekend, is our Angels Level 1 and 2, Developing Your Own Psychic Sensitivity. And this is a non-denominational, really very lovely weekend that we spend, again, a lot of healing and finding your life purpose and healing blocked places in your life like addictions, strengthening relationships, teach you how to clear and heal up auras, develop your own intuitive abilities, connecting to your spirit guides, and know your intuitive type to use angel cards and a pendulum and some past life regression work. So this is a really wonderful class that, again, leads into another level 3 and 4 that we'll do after the new year. So it's 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday both for those levels. And then in November, I'm teaching some of the work that was from my doctoral research, which is regenerating your sex life through the power of forgiveness. So this is working off of that study that showed that women tend to hold on to emotional pain, and then that can inhibit their sexual desires. They keep blocking in their body. So this will, I'll teach you a method for releasing that so that you can clear your emotional, energetic, mental, physical body of some of the years of stored up pain and bring your life back into a nice, juicy place, a scintillating desire for sex maybe that you've never had because of past pain and childhood, sex abuse and things like that. So again, this is a really important class, and it'll be an evening one. We won't heal everybody's pain in 1 2-hour class, but it'll give you an understanding of the methodology that I use, and then you can work with me one-on-one later if you want to. And then in December, on December 4th, I'm doing an Andean Keys to Health and Vitality, which is from Peru. So this is the Peruvian path to health, basically. So what we're going to do is work on some of the very simple ways that the people in the high Andes use to keep their life very centered and grounded and tuned into the earth and to spirit and to themselves. They don't have things separated into little buckets and categories and pigeonholes the way that we do, where church is on Sunday and work is on Monday through Friday and et cetera, et cetera. Chores are on Saturday. You know, we kind of demarcate a lot of our lives and delineate places. And in the Andes, everything is very, very fluid, and there's not the illness the way that we have here. There's not the stress the way that we have here. So it's a very simple method, lovely, lovely ways of understanding how we're connected to the world and staying connected to the world. And that class will be another evening class that can lead into a deeper study later. But this gives you a kind of a nice introduction from 7 to 9 p.m. on December 4th. So all these classes you can register by calling 425-391-3376, which is the Fern Life Center Clinic, or you can go on, and that's going to be the way that you'll get that 10% off for being a radio listener and registering. Or you can go to the website, which is fernlifecenter.com, and register online. When you do that, you won't have an ability. It's just a set tuition. So our radio listeners kind of need to call. So again, that's 391-3376 or 391-FERN. So that was our little university of self-awareness. We'd love to have everybody join us and deepen your own inner knowing so that you can actually have the health and vitality in your life that's so necessary. So often our illnesses and imbalances are linked to the way that we think, the way that we view the world, and our cognitive beliefs about ourselves and how we put that into the context of our whole entire lives and relationships. And we can get free of that. That doesn't have to stay the same forever. So all these classes are designed to really empower you to be in charge of your own life. So remember, everybody, to live, love, laugh, learn, and listen to the Healthy You Radio Network. And join me tomorrow. Have a fantastic day.
Meditation heals and vitalizes both mind and body. Learn this wonderful art with world-renowned meditation instructor Ajayan Boris in the Effortless Mind Meditation Classes. The Effortless Mind Meditation Classes offer a direct experience of exceptionally deep meditation, accessible to anyone. Call the Fern Life Center today, 425-391-FERN. The Effortless Mind. So easy, anyone can do it.
Ajayan's next Effortless Mind Meditation class is October 19th in Issaquah. See ajayan.com for more details and to register.
Thinking about doing a cleanse? Why not do it all the way and detox your body, spirit, and mind? Here's what people are saying about Fern Life Center's Ayurvedic full body detox program called Panchakarma.
My journey with Keisha and Fern Life Center began in February 2008. Upon my initial consultation, my heart and spirit knew Keisha would be the compassionate healer and medical provider I had looked for all of my adult life. My now husband and I went through the Ayurvedic Panchakarma detox program and continue to meet with Keisha to focus on our individual growth and healing. I was able to begin peeling back the layers of blockage I had placed in my life decades ago, like the layers of an onion. Not only did I lose 10 pounds and clear up my skin and digestive issues, but this program was a catalyst that created a sense of freedom in my life that I honestly had not thought was possible to achieve.
Start your journey to health and call Fern Life Center at 424-391-3376 today for a consultation with Keisha. Start your cleanse today.
For more information and to book an appointment, visit fernlifecenter.com. That's fernlifecenter.com.
Mention this ad and get one of your detox supplements free, not valid with other offers.